Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the sixth chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey. Now, we've been discussing various mumin, various blemishes that would render an animal unsuitable for a bechor, and then it could be slaughtered as regular food. So the Mishnah continues, Chatmo shenikav shenifkam shenisdak. If its nose had a hole, or was missing a piece, or had a slit cut in it. Sfaso shenikva shenifgama shenistika. And if its lip had a hole in it, was missing a piece, or had a slit cut in it. Chitav hachitzonos. Let's look in the Bartonuro and see what that is. Hashinayim shebeemsa hapeh. So those are the teeth in the middle of the mouth. Shenifgamu o shenigmamu. So if those teeth in the middle of the mouth are missing a piece, or if they're decayed, if they're rotted. Vahat penimios, and the inner ones, again, let's look in the Bartonuro. Shinayim hagadolos, those are the large teeth. Shinaakaru, if those are pulled out, if they're missing. And the Bartonuro says, aval nifgamu venigmamu lohavimum. But if those teeth, if the inner ones are missing a piece or decayed, that does not render it a mum. They have to be completely absent. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, Ein bodkin min hamasimos ulefnim. We don't examine the animal from the masimos and inward. So let's see in the Bartonuro what that is. Shinayim hagadolos, sha'achas niris kishtayim, va'asuyos kisseumos. So those are the teeth that are large, so that one appears like two, and they're made like twins. Misham v'lifnim eino nechshav mum mipnei shehu saser. And from there and in, it's not considered a blemish because it's hidden, it's concealed. And the Mishnah concludes, af loes hamisimos, also not those teeth themselves, so it's from there inward inclusive. And the Bartonuro concludes, if those teeth themselves are pulled out, it's not a blemish. However, ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus with regard to these teeth. Mishneh hei. Nifkam hazovan. If the male member is missing a piece, o erya shel nekeva b'mikudashim, or if there's a defect in the female genitals with regard to other types of sanctified animals. Let's look in the Bartonuro. B'mikudashim, when it comes to other types of sanctified animals. B'shar kudshim, with other sanctifieds. Sheyesh behen nekeva, in which a female would be relevant. Kagon shlomim, for example, peace offerings. Te'ilu b'bechor, leka nekeva. Because when it comes to a bechor, bechor is only a male. So this particular law doesn't apply when it comes to firstborn animals. But in terms of other sacrificial animals, it does apply, so since we're listing all the mumim, it includes it here. Back in the Mishnah, nifkam hazanav min ha'etzem, if the tail is missing a piece from the bone, of a lo min ha'perek, but not from the joint, that would not make it a mum. O shahayi rosh hazanav mafsil etzem, or if there's exposed bone in the tail at the end. O shiyesh basar ben chuya lechuya molo etzba. Or if there's flesh the size of a finger in between the segments of the tail. So all of these things would render an animal bal mum, and it could then be slaughtered and eaten as regular food. That's Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zion.